Hello everyone, welcome to episode 69 of Gordon Valentine's podcast. It's recorded today on the 10th of July 2007. So now to tell you some of the things that I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. So, tell you what me and Mike got up to on Saturday, which was the 7th of the 7th of the 7th. So whenever it's the 7th of January 2007, funny enough. Anyway, so what we basically did is we both went into Peterborough City Centre to watch Mess 29 play. Yes, we went to see them yet again. We went and basically support them as we were doing a live gig in the centre of Peterborough in a bit called Cathedral Square, which if you've been to Peterborough, you know what I mean. If you don't, well, type it into Google and you'll probably find it. Anyway, they were there promoting their new single, which came out last week, and it'll find out on Sunday how well they do in the top 40. So we're basically there. I was there filming the gig, and Mike was there sort of going around getting people to give it. He was giving out badges and getting people to sort of fill in our email list thing so that Mess 29 in the future, if they like the band, could sort of send them updates about it. So that was very good. It went down very well, and it was quite funny. Since I was recording it, it was quite funny because nobody wanted to stand in front of the camera, so they sort of had a semi-circle sort of going sort of just behind me, so that was really good. And during the gig as well, they also said a big thank you to me for recording. They also said a big thank you for Mike for doing the promotions, which is very good. And also, they very nicely signed their single for us, so mine they put their signature, they also put thanks Gordon, and Mike they put much the same basically on it as well, so that was very good. Then after that, basically just got home, watched their video, that recordings. Mike started sorting and uploading them onto MySpace. So if you want to look at them, which I'm pretty sure you will do, if you go to my website, which you all know is www.gordon-valentine.com, and then down the side it will say video clips, I think it is. I'll just double check that. It says, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's video clips. I can't even find it on website. Yeah, so if you just click on the thing, it says video clips. And you'll see it. And Mess 29 happened to like the videos that much. They even posted our MySpace bulletin about it, telling people to go and look at the videos that me and Mike filmed. So that was basically my Saturday. Over the course in the evening, I was working at the Dog Shack in Peterborough. As you know, the smoking ban in England kicked in last Sunday, it would have been at 6 a.m, so the Dog Shack since then, it's been a bit quieter than all. I think it's just a lot of smokers have decided not going out for a while, but I'm sure eventually they'll either all give up smoking and start going out, or, well, they'll just have to get used to going outside and getting wet rings, basically. That was basically what we got up to on Saturday. So now what we both got up to on Sunday, well, we basically got up at 10 a.m. and then sort of checked the weather forecast and played on the internet for a while, and then we both decided to go out for a nice cycle, so we went somewhere that we've never been before on our bikes, which is down to Huntington. So we got there in the end. It was a really good cycle, it has to be said. Only we did take one wrong turn in a place called Stilton, which is apparently Stilton Jeez comes from some idiots that decided to sort of turn their cycle route signs about. Sort of went down a bit, and that's when we were on a public sort of footpath, and we sort of went along a bit and sort of thought, this isn't right, so we turned back, and eventually worked out we would go wrong. So overall, the cycle we did was 36 miles, I think it was. And on the way to there, we also stopped in a very nice pub that we'd never been to and had a nice bar meal sitting outside, which is very nice. And then we got into Huntington and just had a look around there for a while. And then we could have cycled back, but by the time we got there, since we'd done some sort of random cycling about, we'd done 36 miles, so we decided we didn't really want to cycle back in over 24, so we decided to get the choo-choo train back. So we got First Capital Connect from Huntington up to Peterborough. Cost not that, it was about £4 each, and it took 15 minutes, so it was definitely far nicer than cycling back in the hot weather. Yes, I actually said hot weather, along with actually mean having a bit of a summer here, which is very nice. So we both got a little bit burnt. I didn't realise just how burnt we were till we got back. I would normally put suntan lotion on, but we sort of forgot to bring any and put any on, which is a bit stupid, to be honest. So that was basically the main thing we got up to on Sunday. Well, that was the main thing that we got up to, but now I'm going to speak a bit more about Mess 29. As you probably heard me saying a while ago that they'd released a single for aim to get into the UK Top 40, and really good that they actually got into the UK Top 40. This is where you may think, well, this number isn't particularly that good, but considering they don't have a record deal, everything they do by themselves, basically, and they got into number 35 in the UK official chart, which I think is bloody good, to be honest. So you can tell they're well chuffed about it. It sort of sent a MySpace bulletin out sort of saying thank you to all the fans. And also, apparently, they reached number 22 in the independent record sales chart, which is even better. And also, what else is up? Yeah, they also got on the front page of the ET, which is like their Peter's local sort of evening newspaper and stuff like that. So it's very good news. So I was very chuffed for them, especially since I've got two signed things. I've got a signed single and a signed album. Now to tell you what we both got up to on Monday. Well, we both got up at 10 o'clock and we aimed to heading out to the coast, but decided it hadn't been all year and we thought, well, we'll go. But we had to look at the weather forecast and it said it was going to chuck it down. But we sort of looked outside and looked at the sky and thought, well, the sun's out, we can't see any signs of it raining. So we thought, to hell with it, we'll just ignore the forecast and go. So before we went, we stopped at Tesco to buy suntan lotion and stuff because we didn't feel it getting burnt again because it turned out to be a really hot day. So once we'd done that, we set off to Hunstanton. Some of you may, if you know the Britain, may take the piss out of us for going there, but to be honest, it's not a bad place, and the beach there is quite nice. So basically, we went there. First of all, we stopped in sort of New Hunstanton, or just Hunstanton as they call it, so Mike could buy some flip-flops, because he wanted to get some of them. And then after that, we basically walked back to the car, and then from there we drove to Old Hunstanton, where we paid to park the car, and then from there we put our wetsuits on and had sort of fun in the sea for quite a long time. We also took some pictures and sort of did some filming stuff for my own website and some bits and wetsuit lads. We also, long enough, we bought a bodyboard last year, and I've never used it before, so we took that with us, and that was great fun. We forgot just how tiring it has been in the sea, and we also did a bit of swimming in the sea. We were only in the sea for about an hour and a half at the end of us. We were both knackered. I'd forgotten just how tiring swimming is, so I must be getting a bit unfit, because when I do go swimming, it's a bit really knackering. And after we'd been in our old Hunstanton, sort of had great fun in the sea, after we went back to normal Hunstanton again, and we sort of had another quick look around and bought some nice chips from our local chip shop there, which is very nice. And then I was sort of looking at the sky, but from there you can see over to another place called Skegness, and you can see over there it was actually bucking it down, and you could sense rain was getting near, and you were like, oh dear, we're going to get wet. So we basically got back in the car and headed off to another place that I've been to a number of times even. So anyway, I headed off to the Sandringham Estate, which is basically one of the Queen's holiday homes. I hope you pronounce that place right. I'm pretty sure I have, but I know me get it wrong. So we sort of had to walk around there and took some fun pictures, and Mike also recorded a video blog. So whether he'll stick it on YouTube or not, I don't know. But if he does, I'll do another podcast at some point and tell you all about it. So basically, I had a nice walk around there, which is very nice indeed. When we were there, we had an ice cream and stuff. And then after that, we set off somewhere to have Sunny's meal, which you've been to before. The food wasn't quite as good as it was last time we went. I don't know why that happened, to be honest. It wasn't that amazing, to be honest. And then after we'd had a nice meal on the way home, it started to bucket it down. So we had a really good day, but we just managed to miss all the rain. And when I got back to Mike's house, we got back there about 8 o'clock at space, okay, so I had to get everything ready for going back home to Little Wyvern, because I hadn't been back since sort of Saturday during the day. So that was basically all that I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast, and I better get going because it's now 4:15 and I've still got stuff to do for getting ready to go to work and stuff like that. So I'll speak to you all whenever I record my next podcast even. Goodbye, people. Bye-bye.